Guess what? I said it earlier in the show, but we have a very, very special guest who has been holding my hand, not personally, but through the computer screen, through my pregnancy lessons in life, and that is the one and only midwife Kath.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Midwife Kath, it's a pleasure to have you on this morning. You actually do a podcast on Podcast One on our network, Birth, Baby and Beyond, which has actually been really helpful. Now, my friend Gaundi is married, but he and his wife aren't pregnant, so he may not relate to this, but for me, I go on walks and I listen to the fabulous guests that you have on your podcast. I've done a couple of antenatal classes with you too, and I must say, you've enlightened me and made me consider that I should start thinking post-birth rather than the actual birth itself.
Exactly. I think most of us as women, we think a lot about getting the baby out, which is a big deal. But after the baby is born, you know, you're a parent for life. So it's there's a lot to do.
I'm just reading here, Kath, that our producer says that you're involved with tummytales.com.au, which is a website for mothers.
Tummy Talks.
Tummy Talks, sorry.
Yes. The silver lining of the COVID virus is that a lot of the hospitals couldn't do their antenatal education because of, you know, having groups together. So Tummy Talks and Cell Care asked me to do classes online. And I must admit, the first night, I felt a bit strange talking for a couple of hours to my computer by myself. But you know, we're down the track. And I think it's probably changing the face of how women are going to be educated. You know, they're really loving being in their lounge room or in bed, tucked up warm and listening to classes.
It was really great. Pete and I did it, my partner Pete and I.
Fantastic, thank you.
We did your antenatal class on Tummy Talks, thanks to Cell Care. And I just found it so interesting. It wasn't overwhelming at all. It was very informative. And one thing that I actually ended up doing after we finished the class was really looking into this Cell Care thing that you are promoting as well. Explain to Gaundi what that is.
Well, it's taking cord blood from the placenta after the baby is born, so it doesn't affect the mum or the baby's born and cuddling with the mum. And these pristine cells have been, you know, taken and stored in at Cell Care for any purpose later on in that child's life, and a 75% chance of being a direct match with any sibling. So,
what might some of the purposes be? I'm just trying to think. Why would you hold on?
Well, it can be anything. It can be cancers, metabolic diseases, autism. You know, there's so many. There's over about 84 diseases or treatments that it can use for. So, it's sort of like an insurance for your child. You know, like children get leukemia or, you know, bone marrow diseases. And there's a little boy that had autism and he had cerebral palsy.
Yeah,
and his little sister was a full match for him. So her cells were infused back into him and they had a, you know, they're having a really great result.
Is this something you're doing, Pollard? You're doing
this? I'm doing it.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Oh, great. That's great, Ash. Yeah.
I'm doing it because I thought, and I spoke to the guys at Cell Care too, and I thought, oh, you know, should I or shouldn't I? And then when they told me the story of the little boy that had cerebral palsy, because my niece has cerebral palsy, and I thought, gosh, that would have been so helpful had that been available to my sister at the time.
Yeah.
Perhaps my niece wouldn't be in the state that she's in. What has happened to this boy now as a result of receiving his sister's stem cells is amazing. It's amazing.
It sounds like it should just all be compulsory. It should be something that we just do.
Well, I have a son who's nearly 27, and you know, it wasn't popular then, but you know, it certainly would have done it. It's something people have to think about prior to having the baby, because it's done at the birth. So you can't sort of change your mind and think, oh, you know, I'll do it after the birth. So that's why all the education beforehand.
Hey, midwife Kath, can you just tell me, what does birth...
I can hear a really interesting question coming up.
What does birth, if you could describe it for me, I haven't heard anyone describe it before, what does birth feel like?
It feels, well, the pain is quite overwhelming, but it's also a controllable pain. So you know that, you know, you're going to have a break after each contraction. And it is hard to explain, really. And it's progressive. That's one thing I could say. So you start out, you know, having contractions and they're light, and as you progress through and as your cervix dilates, or our cervix dilates, it gets more intense. And, you know, the cramping or the contraction of the uterus is very powerful. But having a baby is just sensational, you know, like it's just an amazing feeling. And the sight and the smell and the touch and the hearing your new baby is something that you take with you on your life journey. It just, you know, I could go back into that moment straight away.
People seem to go back for more. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of reading your book, Kath, the first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And up to the point where you advise what you should pack in your hospital bag. And, what's that?
Everything's black as far as, you know, underpants and leggings and everything like that. People take, you know, white clothes in. It's just you don't take white clothes in after you have a baby because obviously you have some bleeding. So,
oh, God.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I'm just trying to feed all this information to Pollard as we go, as it builds up to that big
Gaundy
moment.
Needs to know this. He needs to know
these guys
this.
Want to try and whack me on some sort of birth simulator machine. And I said, no, thanks. I'll pass on that.
I think going with the present afterwards.
I'll take all the drugs they give you before I jump on there. These guys want me to do it cold, Kath. I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. It's a wonderful day, Ash. It really is. And don't be scared. Just trust your body, trust your baby, and trust Mother Nature. You know,
I'm so scared. I'm so scared.
I know. You know what? We all are. But it's quite empowering once you're actually there. You will feel better. It's actually this pre-anxiety prior to, you know, prior to the day happening.
I do wonder how many people have had one and gone, that's it for me. I mean, great experience, but I don't want to go through that again because it's a long process. But if anyone wants to sign up to your class, Midwife Kath, they can do it at tummytalks.com.au. And sorry to cut you off there. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say a lot of people say that, but they always come back.
They always come back for more.
I need to know, actually, one question I've been burning to ask you. Yeah. My baby moves a lot, like all day. Is that normal?
It's normal. Your baby can't move too much.
Oh, good. It's going to be psycho.
When you've got a two-year-old toddler running around.
Kath, thanks for joining us on the air this morning.
Thank you.